Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is omnipotence. In our very limited capacity, it's impossible to imagine the true omnipotence of God. We all have ideas in our heads, but all of them fall short of His glory. That's probably why some people don't even try. It's much easier to bring God down to our level than to believe that He is far greater than we could ever envision. So we trivialize Him and fail to believe He is as powerful and capable as the Creator of all things would have to be. The truth is that God is omnipotent, almighty, and everlasting. Nothing can rule over Him, nothing can defeat Him, and nothing in all of creation could compare with Him. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Psalm 147, verse 5. That's hard to accept. So we replace God with a desire to be our own gods. To make that happen, we have to deny God's omnipotence. We find ways to take creation out of His domain. We turn our backs on His law and call it oppressive. We mold Him into our image so that we might have control over Him. He then moves from omnipotent in our minds to limited, from all-powerful Lord to imperfect servant. One of the many reasons Jesus came when He did was because we had wrestled power from God by making laws that only served our selfish desires. We took godly control into our own hands and made His will to be oppressive and impossible to carry out. We thought we had to control the narrative. So we added chapters onto God's story that He never wished for us to write. The prophet Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 40, verse 28, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Isaiah had to remind people of God's omnipotence because they were just like us. Since they could not imagine it, they thought it could not be real. And just like us, they abandoned the one true God for gods made by human hands that were much easier to understand and control. They ignored the fact that nothing will be impossible with God, Luke 1:37, and worshiped idols made of stone and wood that were only as good as the materials they were made from. We have a chance to be different. Part of making a right relationship with God is in the understanding that there is nothing our God can't do. As the Creator, all things are subjected to Him, and without Him, nothing would exist, let alone have purpose. If our goal is to find God, it must start in the knowledge that His fingerprints are everywhere. We also see these divine attributes in His only Son, who the writer of Hebrews described in Hebrews 1, verse 3, "He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for His sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." Those sins He had to purify were the sins of the whole world placed upon Him. Part of His omnipotence came in His ability to overcome sin and death for everyone who places their trust in Him. Only an all-powerful God could do such a thing, and He did it all in the form of a servant. Trust in our omnipotent God and give Him the credit He deserves, even if you could never hope to imagine its greatness. Surrender your all to Him and learn to rely on His omnipotence in your life. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, You are more than we could ever imagine and able to do all things just by Your word alone. Help us to understand Your greatness as much as we are able, and teach us to rely on You in all things. Amen.